With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Diamondback terrapin are proud symbols of Maryland. They're handsome turtles with white necks spotted with black that are uniquely adapted to the mix of salty and fresh water in the Chesapeake Bay. Almost a decade ago, news stories about the sale of thousands of captured terps from an Eastern Shore turtle dealer to brokers who shipped them to China sparked outrage among Maryland legislators who passed a 2007 law banning the commercial trapping and even possession of terrapin. Jack Cover is general curator at the National Aquarium in Baltimore. He was among those who feared for the turtles' declining populations.
Basically, the Bay's ecosystems could not produce terrapins at a fast enough rate to satisfy that market demand, and there was an insatiable demand coming from Asian markets in the years prior to the closing of the commercial fishery.
But oddly enough, 9 years after the ban, the Eastern Shore turtle breeding operation that triggered the state action is not only still in business, but has more than doubled in size, according to state records. RR Aquaculture of Preston, Maryland, now has 12 one-acre ponds full of turtles, as well as 86 large tanks in three buildings on a 100-acre turtle farm. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service calls it the largest diamondback terrapin production facility in the United States. In 2014, the federal agency investigated the business because it exported 14,000 terrapin hatchlings to other dealers who sold them overseas. How could this happen? Well, as it turned out, at the last minute, state lawmakers sympathetic to the business owner slipped in an amendment to the 2007 Terrapin Protection Law. This loophole created an exemption from the ban on terrapin possession for turtle farmers who breed their own terrapin. Then, as now, there was only one turtle farm in Maryland. The business owner, Rodney Lewis, declined to be interviewed, but a leading terrapin expert, biologist William Rosenberg, said that Maryland's allowing of an ongoing turtle-selling business amid a moratorium can make it hard to tell which terrapin are being legitimately hatched on the farm and which are being secretly caught and then sold.
I think clearly whenever you have a species that has a wild component and also has a farmed component, that you always run the risk of poaching. To the extent to which that is happening, I have no idea.
Carl Roscher is an assistant director at the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. He said he has inspected Lewis's turtle farm and has no reason to suspect he is breaking any laws.
Absolutely, he's in good standing with the department.
But New Jersey wildlife officials were outraged and banned all terrapin trapping in their state last year because Lewis purchased 3,500 pregnant female terrapin that may have been caught illegally, according to Dave Jenkins, a bureau chief at the New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife.
The guy from Maryland who bought them represented to the Fish and Wildlife Service that they had been obtained legally because that was his understanding, because the person from New Jersey who sold them to him told him, yes, I harvested them legally. We're fairly certain that's not the case.
So America's biggest terrapin farm keeps on trucking. But its biggest export, beyond turtles, appears to be statewide bans on terrapin trapping, which are healthy and spreading. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.